spending recommendations for the Measure Z public safety sales tax have been approved by Humboldt County's Board of Supervisors, including $500,000 to repave 2 miles of southern Humboldt's Matoll Road. But as the spending calls were made, supervisors were warned that next year's Measure Z scenario will be leaner due to declining sales revenue. Preliminary Measure Z decisions were made at the May 7th supervisors meeting. Deputy County Administrative Officer Sean Quincy said $4.3 million is available to fund new requests for the fiscal year beginning July 1st. The recommended projects are the Matoll Road repaving, replacing heavy public works equipment, a school resource officer for the Eel River Valley area, an evacuation alert software system, and $2.1 million for the county's fire departments. Quincy said, quote, "Essentially, we are taking money that is in the bank to bolster Measure Z spending," and Glenn Zimmer, a longtime member of the Measure Z Advisory Committee, said next year's funding will drop.
The difficulty we're going to have, and I think it's a difficulty the committee is completely capable of overcoming within the context of the committee process, is that there will be so little money available in the discretionary process next year that we would be unable to fund even 50% of what has historically been our number one rated application, which is the fire districts. So we're going to have to, as a committee, adapt to that new circumstance, and we'll have to make some very strong decisions about how we feel the community is best served.
There were references to the advisory committee's discussions as being difficult and uncomfortable, and what was described as a new process for Measure Z spending is in the works. Deputy Public Works Director Bob Bronkel, a member of the advisory committee, said the current process is contentious.
Back in December of 2023, the board adopted a spending plan that set aside specific dollar amounts for specific categories of funding. And I think that is the direction that the board may wish to go with the Measure Z committee. And the reason for that is you have all these different categories of things that need to be funded, and we're creating a situation where all the applications, which are really good, they're all important, they all need to be funded, they're all competing against one another in a dog-eat-dog competition for ranking for funding. And the idea that I have is that the board could perhaps expand upon the spending plan to represent all of the categories that are mentioned in the ballot measure.
Supervisor Steve Madrone vouched for the road improvement spending and said expectations of what Measure Z can do were unrealistic.
You know, if we made any mistakes at all in Measure Z, which I frankly think the committee's done an amazing job of representing the community, one of the mistakes was perhaps overpromising what ultimately Measure Z could do. Even in good sales tax times, it's still not enough money to do all the things that were on that list that, again, Bob Bronkel shared the list of the priorities that were in the ballot measure, and roads was one of those. And really, it's only this time around that roads are looking to get significant funding. There's been a little bit here, a little bit there, but mostly not.
Supervisors unanimously voted to direct county staff to work the funding recommendations into the coming fiscal year's budget. There was $45,000 left over, and after some discussion, supervisors agreed to award it to the city of Arcata for a school-based juvenile diversion officer. The funding will only contribute to the officer's pay, and Supervisor Mike Wilson said the city will cover the majority of the cost. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.